You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
We were shooting the breeze in here, and something came up about bedrooms. I think it was Chris with a K who was telling me about some sort of rule involving the boudoir.
The rule is that you don't have pictures of your children, grandchildren, parents in your bedroom.
No pictures of family.
Right. The only pictures you should have is of you as a couple. In some romantic
So why
pose.
Is this?
Well, because a bedroom is a special adult place in your house. Okay. And I know a lot of times, people with kids, the kids jump in and blah, mm-hmm. It's a family scene too. But you should carve out a certain amount of time to keep your relationship strong and just make it an adult time. And you don't want to be looking up and seeing little Junior over there staring back at you.
Or grandma. In person, grandma. If he's standing
or
there
grandma.
Watching you.
I wonder
then if it's also some sort of like attraction thing. Like if you have pictures of kids in your room, then you're naturally attracting more kids.
You'll get pregnant.
And I'm like, let's take all the pictures of the kids in the house and throw them in the trash right now and get them all out of the house. I don't want any more kids.
You have pictures of your kids in your house.
Yes, you
just
do.
Just keep them out of your bedroom.
What about
keep that a safe space for some adult time?
Safe space.
So not even
focus on your partner, not on your kids for a second.
The lovely fall family portrait where everyone's wearing the same mustard yellow t-shirt.
Over the fireplace.
Yeah, that'd be weird if that was in the bedroom.
All right.
See, we have little photos of the kids in the bedroom, but they're like, snapshots that you've had printed out of Walgreens, and then they're kind of like up on a mirror.
I know.
Take them out.
So I guess I got to get them out of there.
Yeah, and then also, make your bed like the most comfortable place in your house. Like, spend a little extra money on some
great
sheets.
I need to put a buffet next to mine.
Yeah, a coffee bar.
Yeah,
like
a wing bar, a wing station.
A wing station.
I'm in.
Buffalo sauce.
Yes. We use that in foreplay.
There you go. Nookie equivalent of if you build it, they will come,
So to speak, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got... my sister, one of my sisters, in her bedroom, she and her husband have almost like the wall of fame kind of thing in their bedroom. So they're all no more than like 3x5s or 4x6s, but they must have at least 50 photographs on this wall of every family member imaginable. So you're saying that is exactly the wrong thing to
do. I have that too. I have a wall as well. I have a huge family, but I had to find another big wall to put them. So I'm not opposed to family.
That would be distracting.
Yeah,
like, they're all watching me.
It's like the TV. it's like mental. It's like you are focusing on you as a couple,
Parents. I get that with two small kids because I like our bedroom to be a toy-free zone, like no toys on the floor. I need everybody out. And then like by about 7:30, 8 o'clock, it is a kids-free zone. I don't want any kids in our bedrooms because that's like wind down time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like go your separate ways, stay out of my bubble. So I totally get that.
And it makes you a stronger parent, in my humble opinion, because if you're comfortable and you're relaxed and you have some Jeremy time or Jeremy and Nicole time, it makes you stronger parents. Now, I know it's super controversial because a lot of parents like have their kids sleep with them and are totally like, my house is open. My kids can do whatever they want.
I think what you're saying makes complete sense, but I guarantee you we have listeners right now who are driving along saying, I'm not taking my kids' pictures out of my bedroom. I love my children.
We're
not going to do that, but you got to really,
you can see them in person anytime you want.
Exactly. And the funny thing is, not having a picture of your child in your bedroom doesn't mean you don't love them.
Thank you.
It's just that there are other relationships that are
right. Do you love your partner? Do you love your husband? Do you love your wife? Do you love your partner?
Well, they say that's also one of the reasons why you want to keep the TV out of the bedroom as well, too. You go to my house, I have no TV in my bedroom. And I'm even told that you're not even really supposed to read in bed.
Oh, that's crazy.
No, the experts say if you really want to improve your sleep, especially that you have another space somewhere for reading, and then there's only two activities they say that should take place in bed. Just two. One of them is sleep, and that nothing else should go on, but
so
definitely no TV.
The TV's taking away from all that?
Yes, the TV absolutely. Mm-hmm. They say the TV in a bed sucks away an important part of your...
I think our TV has brought us closer because we'll lay in bed and watch Bronco games or catch up on some of our Netflix shows that is kind of our personal time. And, you know, you close the door and then you catch up on your Netflix.
But you're taking the intimacy out because then you guys are just mouth breathing and watching the TV.
No, we're still intimate. So, we still like our Sons of Anarchy.
That would turn me on. let me ask you guys this, you Utes this. So if you say you're only supposed to do two things in bed, you're just supposed to sleep and then boom, boom. What about the talk? Because I always said I don't want a TV in the bedroom because that's where, you know, we talk. That's our safe place. That's where we can have adults. And, you know, and sometimes if you're in bed and if you're comfortable and you're feeling like intimate, your little feetsies are touching. And then you want to start being like, hey, let's talk about this part of our relationship or da da da. And I was with a guy who was like, no, this is, I don't want to talk in bed. We need to go down to the living room. And I'd be like, but no, I'm in bed and this is my safe place and it's just coming out. So do you talk in bed or do you not talk
in bed? I think talking is great there. Yeah.
That's what I think too.
So maybe that could be the third activity because you can't have like a cone of silence there.
Maybe you could talk about taking the kids' pictures down in the bedroom and start that conversation.
Yeah. Creeping me out.
The mom would be like,
"Why would keep staring at my bare butt?"
Hey, you know, and if you're talking about that, then the same thing applies with pets because I know Emily sleeps with her dog or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh God, yeah.
And they, that's a whole nother.
Every, you know, and this is again where people are going to dig their heels in. It's like, nobody's telling me to teach. But you got to kick your pet out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Because,
how much is off the bed?
Because that's a
baby step.
Maybe, but they say it is obviously taking away from intimacy. And then secondly, they say it's interrupting your sleep patterns and sometimes you're not even aware of it.
And you get fleas.
There's that too. Here's Robin who's on the phone. Hey, good morning, Robin. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you want to add to this?
So I totally agree on the pictures and the TV not being in the bedroom. But I totally disagree with you, Dom, about the pets.
Why is that?
So my boyfriend and I live together, but he's gone 3 nights a week for work, and it's so comforting for me to have my dog in the bed with me. It's protection. He's warm. I snuggle with him. So I think they add to your sleep rather than take away.
You just got
to
have a warm body in that bed, don't you?
Yeah, everyone needs a little spoon.
Couldn't
Robin?
You just find a 3 days a week boyfriend, you know, that just kind of fills in?
Yes.
She could,
yeah,
but she doesn't want. So is the dog out then when your boyfriend comes back?
What's your name?
He's not in the bed when my boyfriend is home.
Okay.
Isn't that confusing for the pet? The pet? It might deep down inside be the dog is probably building some sort of resentment to the boyfriend.
Correct.
Because he's like, when this dude is here.
Or the other way around.
I don't get any attention.
The boyfriend has resentment for the dog. Damn dog.
Good. He still gets attention. It's just not enough room in the bed with another person.
Scratch them both behind the ear, do you?
Oops. No, she has enough love for everybody.
I bet both their tails wag, though, I'll tell you that. Robin, I'm glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for being on the show. Here comes Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
So you've heard this talk. What do you think?
I have, and I agree with not having family pictures or anything in your bedroom. But I was saying, I think it would be funny. Just put your pictures all over your kid's bedroom.
Oh, yes.
With something, you're always watching.
Yes. That's awesome.
That is a great way to end this conversation. You win, Michelle. Have a fun day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.